Weston Oaks, in your opinion, is the zombie apocalypse a foregone conclusion?
Absolutely. I mean, right now it's just in a few areas, but I think it's inevitable that whatever virus or whatever plague is causing this thing to happen is...
And scientists don't know, do they?
No, they don't know. I mean, they can't even cure the common cold, so how can we expect them to cure zombies?
Have we heard any guidance from world leaders, state government? Is anybody really taking an offensive plan on this situation?
Well, the Chinese, they just shut their borders, and there's a lot of people following suit. The problem is that America, by virtue of the way we are, I mean, we have people coming in left and right.
I've heard it said that those borders were not closed to keep something out, but rather to keep something in.
If that's the case, I wish they had closed it sooner.
Here in the American desert, people feel that they have a certain degree of invulnerability to this situation, but what's your take?
Well, of course. I mean, we have an open carry law here. You can pretty much carry whatever weapons you want, just as long as you can afford the ammunition. Maybe places like Chicago or New York City, maybe they're in more trouble, but I mean, let's face it. Out here, you can pack as big as a punch as you want to on your hip, and you can see them coming from a mile away. I mean, maybe you could even play a game of it. Maybe you could see how close they can get before you can shoot them. But let's face it, this is one of the reasons that we moved to Arizona, so that we can have this sort of fun. Not everywhere can people enjoy the ability to shoot zombies in their own backyard and not even worry about it.
What about the word that's going around this year about new tactics from the zombie? Is there a different sort of attack that people should be watching out for this year?
There have been rumors that they are acting as hunter-killer teams, almost like those velociraptors in Jurassic Park.
Oh, no.
In that case, what you might consider is the 1972 Ford response. If you get one of those big old cars and you just drive it as fast as you can into a clump of them, I guarantee you two things will happen. A, your car won't get dented. And B, the zombies will go flying.
And what about the possibility of zombies themselves driving cars?
Well, I think the freshly dead zombie can absolutely drive a car. In fact, I think the way that you'll be able to discern them from the rest of humanity is they're the ones driving slow in the left-hand lane with either their left or right blinkers on. They might even have both their blinkers on.
So everyone, please be alert.